The Great Society. After President Kennedy was assassinated in November 1963, President Lyndon B. Johnson continued to extend government programs for agriculture, with more food stamp acts and more incentives for farmers to decrease production. He also tried to help farmers by pushing forward a program to make available our farm surpluses to assist in feeding and clothing the needy in Asia. As it had before, American agriculture helped fight a war, the Vietnam War in Southeast Asia. At home, President Johnson promoted a program called the Great Society to tackle a variety of social issues in America, including the problem of rural poverty. Despite the poverty of the 1960s, many of America's farming communities could expect a standard of living comparable to that of the nation's urban dwellers, and better than most farmers could expect almost anywhere else in the world. Secretary of Agriculture Orville Freeman commented that America stood above all nations because of scientific agriculture. The fruits of research during the 1960s were staggering. USDA research led to the development of new processes, such as automated irrigation systems, and new products like permanent press cotton fabrics that could compete with synthetics. A range of crop and livestock diseases were identified, researched, and treated. Better breeds of animals and new plant varieties, including Fortuna wheat, Rainier cherries, and Hood strawberries, provided even more abundant and inexpensive food for Americans. By the end of the decade, advances in transportation and storage, the decentralization of livestock markets, and the dominance of supermarkets set the pattern for the future of American agriculture.